Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borks from Quito, and joining me today for a weekly review of the economy and commercial real estate is NAREIT senior economist Calvin Schnorr. Calvin, welcome.
Thank you, Sarah.
So we saw earlier this month that the job market had a surprising upturn in May. What are the economic trends that you're focused on right now?
What the jobs report saw, and we discussed this last week, what the jobs report showed was that there was a surprising increase in employment in May, and we're going to be looking to see if other indicators also show an uptrend. Tomorrow, on Tuesday, we're going to see the retail sales report for May, and that's going to be really important to see whether spending had bottomed out and starts to increase. We'll also get a report on industrial production from the Federal Reserve to see how much the factory sector is coming back. And we'll see news later on in the week about housing starts. So over the next several days, we'll get a lot better idea of whether the whole economy is starting to turn towards recovery the way we saw in the job market.
And how are REITs faring in the current environment?
Well, there's been a fair amount of volatility. Last week, REITs were down for the first week in several weeks, and they had a decline across many of the sectors. But it's really been driven by the news on the coronavirus. The broader stock market was down last week as well. So what we've been seeing for several weeks is a push and pull situation between efforts to reopen the economy, and then the amount of progress that the health officials in the country as a whole are making on the virus. And the sell-off that we saw in the latter part of last week was when there was a bit more pessimistic news about the health conditions, which suggests that it's going to be a little bit more difficult to get back to normal business conditions in the second half of this year.
Now, NAREIT recently released its mid-year outlook. What are some of the risks and opportunities that you see ahead?
Well, the biggest risk is what I was just mentioning, that even as the economy begins to open, it's going to be a slow and somewhat spotty recovery because we're going to need to keep safe in terms of exposure to the virus. That said, across the country, you are seeing a lot of states, a lot of areas getting back to business. So the question is, what does it mean for commercial real estate? And probably the first point to keep in mind is that the financial system is much stronger than it was during the financial crisis in 2008-2009. The banks are much better capitalized, which means that they're able to deal with the credit issues coming from the private sector without causing a financial crisis. That's really key. We have not seen any news about worries about a major bank failure. This is keeping a lot more of the lifeblood of the economy, the finance for the economy, on an open spigot. Another factor that's favorable is this was an external shock to real estate. It did not generate from imbalances within the real estate sector. Specifically, we didn't have excess construction of most property types. We didn't have excessive leverage or overheating. That means that the sector itself was pretty healthy coming into the crisis, which will make it easier for the recovery as we come out of this. And then the final factor is that REITs had a very strong balance sheet position coming into this. After the financial crisis 12 years ago, they raised a lot of equity capital, they lengthened the debt maturities, they have a lot of other sources of liquidity, and that's going to be really critical in them coming through this and then being able to take advantage of opportunities going ahead. So I'm not sure if I would say that's cautiously optimistic. I think I'd say more it's the REITs and commercial real estate overall are well positioned to deal with the challenges. They're big challenges, but they're well positioned to deal with them as we move towards recovery later this year.
Okay, great. Calvin, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Sarah.
And for more information on REITs and listed real estate, be sure to visit NAREIT's website, REIT.com.